How can she tell if a guy that she's hanging out with is just basically waiting his turn, or if he's really a friend? And vice versa, if a girl is using a guy just for like to fulfill an emotional kind of void or like for attention or whatever, what are some signs? Let's start with like, what are some signs to look for in the guy? That's funny, bro.
Yo.
No. I think it is definitely something good to share at some point with the audience.
No, I want to. To be honest, I have more clarity.
No rush.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have more clarity. Maybe, like, possibly the next one that we do.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be, like, of course, like, because she's coming with me.
Coming with you? Oh, to Atlanta? Yeah. Oh, that's dope. They took care of that for you?
Yeah, so they got me in a really sort of nice sort of, you know, like this? Like, yeah, a residence sort of hotel. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
There in Atlanta.
There you go.
So it's like apartments, condos sort
of
deal.
Tell them I'm your son, bro. Let me go. I got a kid. I need to bring my son too.
Oh, good.
I'm gonna be in a little stroller.
Yo,
sneak me in through security.
They got this beard, bro. We gotta like wash it out or something like that.
Damn. You know it's funny, bro. One of the clips. Mm-hmm. I was flattered, bro. They're like, I thought this was the same person talking to himself. I swear to God, I'm like,
for real.
I'm like, bro, you.
How'd you feel about that?
I was flattered. I was like, I don't know if I should be flattered or if Rome should be offended. I was like, yo, you really think we're like, we look that similar? And you know what's funny too, bro? When I sent, you know, those new emojis that we got for the YouTube members?
Yeah.
The guy who made them for me, he thought we were the same person too.
Stop.
Because he made them exactly the same complexion, one,
uh-huh,
and then like the same features. I was like, but you realize this is two different people. Like, he's darker complected. Fucking, I know he's light skinned.
Right.
Fucking, and I know I'm not.
Bro, fucking, the flattery is real on both.
I was like,
what you mean?
I was like, yo.
I'm like, I get a chance to look like Miles. Finally.
You know, it's fucked up too, man, because like, I've been looking at some tattoos. I want to get something. And I was like, literally looking at where to do it on my neck. Because there's one in particular design that I want on my neck. But I'm like, nah, if I do that, then for sure they're going to fucking think we're twins or some shit.
Probably, bro. You think you'll get it all covered?
Like, let me get the same thing. Just the arrows and all that. Confuse the fuck out of everybody.
Completely covered, bro. That'd be funny. It may be the beard. That's what it is. And the hat. I used to usually have the hat too.
Well, it's maybe the hats. We're both wearing backwards hats.
Because we had black. We was wearing earrings, black a couple times too together.
That's maybe what it was.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell though, bro.
He said, I don't know if I should be flattered or you should be offended.
Like, I thought this was the same person. And I sort of got talking to himself, and he was just cutting it, like making a joke or something.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, hey, y'all can't be serious. And it was like one of a popular comment too.
That
I was like, what
funny.
The hell? I was like, shit, I'm flattered. That's the first time you motherfuckers like compliment me. They're always like, Fuji Tube in this motherfucker. I'm like, you sons of bitches.
They still calling you Fuji Tube.
You get Chris Brown all the time.
Yeah,
you
I get Breezy.
You guys, I've got random actors funny. Too. I've never seen.
What is it?
You get a couple random names or actors that I.
And then like a mix of them too.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, anyway, fucking, shall we get into this
Let's
thing?
Let's get into it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome.
To the Stripped Down Podcast.
SDP, baby.
SDP, baby.
Know the vibe. Stop playing. You bugging on
If you're new here, I'm your host, Miles. And this is your handsome co-host, Dion Rome.
Oh, stop it, you.
A.K.A. Romeo, a.k.a. El Fuego.
Ooh, they know about it now.
Now they know. People have been recognizing
you,
off of the show, man. All the Queens
know,
men.
Bro.
Shout out to Tyler Perry Studios. All the Queens men. BET Plus.
Yes.
He's one of the stars of that show. And you actually, what's funny is like you're flying out tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
To go back to Tyler Perry Studios because you're part of the sister show, Sisters.
Yeah.
The sister show, Sisters.
That's.
Yeah, which has been out
so
for like
fitting.
9 years.
It's been out for a little while. I mean, it's about. We're on season 5, I think. Or season 4.
Check that out if y'all get a chance on BET and BET Plus.
Absolutely.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into some things today.
What
you
we
know,
doing?
We've been talking about friendships and whatnot, and we're going to address a couple things. Put the fellas on game with this one and the ladies on game with this one. Because if you remember from a couple episodes ago, we talked about. about pursuing friendships instead of relationships, mm-hmm. and how that'll result in a better relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now we're going to talk about actual friendships for the most part.
Yes.
All right. So if you're new here, this is what we do. We just keep it real, baby. We just fucking speak from the heart, speak from experience, give our honest, open, real ass perspective. No sugarcoating, no hiding. We're just completely open and transparent with y'all. So hopefully we can help somebody out and give somebody some perspective that maybe be utilizing the life.
Right, something can spark for y'all.
You feel? All right, so if you're new here, do me a favor, though. Take 2 seconds of your time and hit that subscribe button. Right. By subscribing, you are investing into yourself and helping yourself, saving all kinds of therapy costs, my friend. Just 2 seconds of your time can save you in all sorts of therapy costs.
That is the best information.
I've been seeing that comment more and more often. Like, I might as well be paying you for instead of my therapist.
I know. I'm like, dang. Like, you know, it's something real, man.
That's what we're here to do, baby.
We got you.
So hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We do these every other week. And we also do a couple lives every single week on Instagram and YouTube. So if you're not following us there, make sure to do that. That's where we answer a lot of the questions that we follow up on in the comment section and do some one-on-ones with y'all. We respond to, you know, different videos on the internet and react to them with y'all. Mm-hmm. Really fun. Make sure you're following us over there. And before we get into the episode, we want to give a couple shout outs to a few of you that have been showing us love. These are some of the people that have been showing up in our comment section more and more often. We'd like to do these shout outs every single week just to show some love right back to y'all.
That's right.
So first and foremost, from YouTube, we got Tiffany Beast and Rach Love 25.
Shout out Tiffany and Rach.
Shout out to y'all and congratulations for joining the members area. Appreciate that. And then on Instagram, we got Chrissy One Boo and Lex Tilly.
Shout out to Chrissy and Lex. What's good? Shout out to y'all. Love.
And last but not least, from TikTok, we got Jess Navarro and Jeffrey Ramos.
Hey, shout out to y'all too.
Appreciate the fellas. We appreciate the support from the fellas too, man. So this is what we're going to be talking about this episode. We're going to be talking about the friend zone. I know that made everybody's gut drop. No, not the friend zone. Everybody's scared of the friend zone. Well, we're here to debunk a bunch of the myths about the friend zone.
Mm.
Not only that, we're going to talk about why you want to be in the friend zone, when you don't want to be in the friend zone, what it is that you should look for in your friends and how to be a good friend, and then also how to tell if somebody is being an authentic friend with you or if they want something more. You feel? That one's for the ladies mostly. It could go for the guys too. Maybe it's like, yo, you wasting your time in that friend zone because you just being used for your attention and for, you know, an emotional band-aid, like we talked about.
That's what we talked about in the past episode.
You know, that happens too. So we're gonna call it all out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna call it all out. So just take some mental notes, learn from this, and then this is gonna actually lead to you actually having like just better friendships. That's what we all need in our life, is like really good friendships. You want to surround yourself with really good people that you can trust, that you can be comfortable with, that you can be yourself with, right? And if they check all these boxes and you check all the boxes as well for them, then you're going to have that.
Yeah.
And that's going to make you feel a lot more comfortable going through life, just knowing that you got this certain group of people that you could always rely on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I call it solid community.
Yeah, exactly. It's like these friends, you know, a lot of the times, I know for me personally, they really become like family when you apply this. Like they are people that will literally be there for you whenever you need, like in hard times and good times. You know, I've had friends of mine that have flown across the country to support me. I've flown across the country to support them. You know what I mean? Like, I can I know in my head, like, I could think of the individuals like, this person, no matter what, got my back.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And then there's, of course, like friends that you have in your life that are good friends, but maybe they're not just like, they're not those types of people that would go out of their way, which is fine to have too. We have like, there's all kinds of levels of friendship.
Yeah.
You know, there's like acquaintances, there's friends, good friends, and then there's like family type friends. You know what I mean? So we're going to touch on basically what the friend zone, quote unquote, is like, because that's basically being friends with the opposite sex. Now, there's a lot of people out on the internet that say, hey, there's no possible way for a guy and a girl to be genuine friends. Well, if you took the advice from our past episode, then you could see how it is easily possible. So, fellas, that one's, it's more on you, bro. Like, and honestly, in a way, on the girls, too. It's like making sure you're pursuing that friendship not just for surface level needs, whether that's trying to get some or trying to get some attention, right? Mm. Because girls can use friendships in that way, too.
Yeah.
I had somebody comment, is it fucked up that I, you know, only hang out with this guy on my time and never his time? Ooh. You know what I mean? And I'm like, is he just a friend? She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, that just sounds like it's a one-sided relationship. That doesn't sound like a true friendship.
Right.
And it doesn't, if he's tolerating that, then he's in it for the wrong reasons. Yeah. He's putting up with that for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of going both ways in that you're not being a good friend to him, and he's not being an authentic friend to you, you know. So just something to be conscious of, ladies. Now, if you do give him that reciprocation and he's still, you know, there's certain signs to look out for. We're going to cover it later in the episode. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Now, let's start off with the benefits of the friend zone. Are there any benefits that come to mind? Do you have any like genuine girlfriends that are like strictly platonic friends?
Man, you know what's crazy, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I was raised by women or the fact that like all throughout my life I've been most comfortable on cultivating friendships with girls, because it's just been so easy. It's like, okay, for one, they are like sisters. You get in the mind of how girls think. And it's also sort of like this, like it's cool just having that sort of vibe, you feel me?
Yeah, and that's you being your authentic self, yes. Right? And what does that create in turn? A comfortability with them, an openness with them, an openness between each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You guys kind of know where y'all are at.
Yes.
And then, like you said, you get to learn so much about how women think and understand them better. Mm-hmm. I have a similar situation. It's like I grew up with two older sisters. I understand what a quote unquote friendship, you know,
yeah,
like that feels like and looks like. It's not a foreign feeling. If you,
right.
You know, if a guy doesn't have that and they always feel like, oh, when I'm around women, I kind of have to act and be a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
Then
you see a lot of that.
You're not going to get a lot of comfort. You're not going to get that openness from them, and you're not truly being yourself. So just be aware of that, fellas. If you are somebody who is in that position, you know, or vice versa, if you're a girl who maybe didn't have older brothers or brothers growing up and, you know, you don't know how to just be yourself around, you know, men or guys, the boys, it's going to make it difficult for them to be their authentic self with you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's one benefit. How do y'all think, you know, we know so much about women? It's like, yeah, we have a lot of friendships with women that are like genuine friendships, you know, because it has to be a genuine platonic friendship in order for you to like really learn some of these other things about them. As soon as you cross the line of like it being more than just friends, then it's like, they're starting to try to not say certain things that might offend you, not say certain things that might make them look differently in your eyes.
Or, you know,
they want to kind of maintain that image. So that's why it's important to have like the platonic friends, you know, and I don't give a shit what any guys say about this. Like, everybody who's saying, oh, no, you should never be friends with a woman, bro, you shooting yourself in the foot with that. You are shooting yourself in the foot because, honestly, you are depriving yourself of so much insight, right?
It's like, it really is. They are great for self, like, learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're learning as you go, natural, organic sort of approach.
Yeah.
And I think that that is an important feat in itself because, like, you don't have to, like, go out and look at advice or dating advice or this and that or trying to, like, go. Even though it's Easter own, but, like, being right from the source or getting it right from the source is always the best thing you could possibly do.
That part, baby.
You know what I mean? How, I mean, look at us right here. We're like the your bros
yeah.
for all the women that are watching.
We hear it
all
the time.
How y'all learning about men. We're giving you the inside scoop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is exactly what a friendship should be. Like,
yes.
We sharing with each other. We're being open with each other. You know what I mean? And we're giving y'all the inside scoop. That's what a friendship
yes.
with a guy should be like for women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's when you know it's like real and it's genuine, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no bias. There's no hidden intention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you could start to tell when somebody is not being a genuine friend because there's some bias in some of the things that he's telling you, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get to that later in the episode. But let's talk about more about the benefits of the friend zone. One, you get all kinds of insight in the opposite sex, which is super necessary if you want to have a really fruitful relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and shit, it could even be for this, like any kind of relationship, honestly, like for your long-term relationship, your short-term relationships, understanding the opposite sex is going to be beneficial all the way around.
Yeah.
You know, human interaction on all levels. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's a carefree zone for you because now you're unapologetic. Like,
yeah,
everywhere. It's like you're, any situation given that is a bunch of guys or even just a bunch of girls, it does not faze you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how to be around them.
Yeah. And a key to getting there is being your authentic self with them and trying to, you know, see whether or not they're going to reciprocate it back.
Yeah.
Right. Establish. It's more on the fellas in this department to establish that. Like, I'm not interested in getting anything else other than just a friendship. Like, this is strictly platonic. I'm not thinking about what's in between your legs. That's your first job. Right, fellas? It's like that goes vice versa, but not as often for women. Because most of the time it's the guys that are trying to, you know, have that, you know, intention of like, yo, I just...
Even though I don't think it's bad for the women to even say and set that boundary straight up front. But that's the thing. You have to be up front on like, hey, I enjoy your company. You know, I'm looking for just more of like a friendship right now for me.
Yeah, and a way to do that
without
like really vocalizing it is like really just displaying your authentic self, like without trying to be put on the front of anything. Like literally treating them like you do your best friend, like being as open with them as you are with your best friend, and just being that goofy side of yourself as you are with your best friend, because then they'll appreciate you, like, your character, like who you are.
Right.
And look at that and like, yo, that person's a dope person. I don't want to fuck this friendship up by trying to pursue anything more than that, because I will fuck up that friendship if we go further. Right.
Yeah.
That was exactly something that Lacey told me about, like, one of her best friends. And like, he, you know, even though he was attracted to her at first, like he saw how dope of a girl she was because she was just being herself, that like he immediately started to like get rid of some of those thoughts. He's like, no, I don't want to fucking go there with her because then I could lose her as a friend. Similar to what you said.
I was going
to
say, it's the exact replica of my situation.
Exactly.
Because you really just enjoy their personality. You enjoy their time shared with each other, that it doesn't have to be physical. It's like they stimulate you so much with just the enjoyability of being with each other.
So, ladies, the best thing to do is present your authentic self, and then it's on him. And guys, you know, you gotta, that's gonna put the guy in a position of like, do I care more about this friendship or this nut? Basically, right?
Yeah.
I've been in several situations where I'm just like, nah. If we go there, even if they were showing interest in me and they were like trying to come on to me in some way or not, I'm like, nope. Because that's gonna fuck up this dynamic.
Right.
I know it's going to, because sex complicates a lot of
100%.
Shit. So save yourself the headache, fellas. And then obviously there's all these other benefits.
You got to also think about it like this too. If it is a relationship at the end goal of a vision down the line, you know, you're not going to control when it happens or whether, you know, you want one. A friendship, a solid friendship is an embracing and a deepening friendship is ultimately the fuel that leads to romantic passion.
Right.
So it's like that has to be solid in any sort of manner. So don't even think about adding the romance or any of that. Like, really focus on what that friendship looks like, because that is what's going to keep that molded.
Let it be organic.
Yeah.
And here's another thing for the fellas. Hear us out. I know, because some of y'all might be like, I don't know, man. Like, because there's a lot of guys who have that mentality. Hear us out, because, dude, another thing you have to realize is a lot of your female friends are the best wing women. for you, right? The female friends introduce you to other females, and they make the introductions, and they know you, you know, and they know these other females, and they know how to pick them for you.
Yeah.
Right? And they can make that introduction, which is going to be way easier than you making the introduction yourself, or like one of your homies trying to like wingman you. Women are the best wingmen. Mm. You know what I mean?
And it's funny you say that, because I even like to add is like, you even think about like how men and women are stronger and weaker in different areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, whatever you're weak in, whatever that's going to be, and that woman is stronger in, because women are going to be stronger in certain things that you're not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's different on both genders. Then it's like, it's an automatic sort of life hack.
So what are some examples of that exactly?
I mean, I think in general, women can be deemed to be, you know, maybe more organized.
Yeah,
it could be more emotional, intelligent.
Yeah, especially what you said for the guys, like women are more emotionally intelligent. So it's like tapping into some of that, because women have to be from a very early age, like much more in tune with their emotions. Mm. Like they're much more exposed to like sexual energy and whatnot. So they're processing like this I learned from Lawrence, the energy master. He's like, from a young age, they're always, you know, dealing with that type of energy from the get-go. So it's like, it's creating in them a sensory system that like understands so much better than most of us guys have developed, because we just don't have to deal with that. They're just much more like in tune. That's why their intuition is so great. Like women's intuition is so in tune because of that.
Yeah, I can't tell you how in tune my wife's intuition is.
Yeah, bro. The intuition is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, you can think of it even when you're, you know, think about your mother and your grandmother.
You know? Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times the whole protection you know, dynamic is in terms of like girls that are friends and everything like that, and they don't have like a guy or anything like that. You know, could be the one to.
Yeah,
we actually just did it last night. One of her best friends came over, and I had to walk both of them down to the car.
Yeah,
or basically her to the car, because you know it's not safe at night.
Yeah, when my sister went through, she bought her first house. She asked me to move in with her just so she could have somebody around the house, and she's like the most independent woman I know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But she just wanted to have a guy around the house that could help her out with some things, and you know, like kind of just, you know, keep have her back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm happy to do that, because like that's already like an internal instinct of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those are just a few things that guys and girls can do for each other.
It's always a good balance.
Yeah.
It's a great balance.
I know people thinking, or there's a few guys listening to this that might be thinking of a certain situation where they were friends with somebody and they liked that person, and you know, they were being used for their attention or whatever. Guys do this for girls. Y'all use them to try to get some action out of them. And girls sometimes use guys for attention.
Yeah.
You know, when they're going through a breakup or something, somebody to talk to. Just
to make them feel wanted.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you might think that there's no way I can be friends with this girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was even a TikTok video of a guy who said, hey, if you like a girl, if you're attracted to a girl, you cannot be friends with her. If she says, I just want to be friends, tell her no. And I was just like, you're blocking your blessings.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, like you could be attracted to somebody and still be friends with them. Like they're an attractive individual and still be friends with them.
I don't think you could have one without the other.
But the only time it becomes a problem where I'll agree with that statement is when you have like an infatuation with this other person, meaning like, yo, you're low key like obsessed with them, or you're low key like fantasizing about them.
No,
you're
it's
low
not healthy.
Key. Yeah, exactly. Mm. You're low key like you want to be with them. Mm. You know what I mean? And you're obsessed. Then that ain't gonna work. Yeah, you should not be friends with the girl that you feel like that with, and vice versa, because then you're not really being a true friend to them.
Nah.
And not only that, you're driving yourself crazy, because it's never going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it could at some point, but...
But then there's always going to be, like, this hope of what you want, and that takes away from the genuine, you know, connection that you guys are supposed to have in terms of, like, a friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I have some really, really attractive friends that at first, when I first met them, I was like, you know, damn, girl, like, what's up? Like, holy shit. But then, for real, I'll be straight up.
Man, you know what I mean? Though. I love it, yeah.
But then, you know, once I got to know them a little bit better, and, like, we just literally hung out just as platonic friends,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, I could never even go there with you
mm-hmm.
because I know that would fuck this up
mm.
or whatever. Like, shit, even if they, like, at one point try to make a move on me or whatever, like, I'd be tempted. Like, in certain situations, if I'm being completely honest.
Because you're a guy.
Because I'm a guy. But oh, also, it's like that thought I had of you, that image I had of you is not like it was before.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not like I don't see you like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like me and this person now could like have we actually develop a better friendship that could actually be something like way like better.
Yeah.
Like even if we were to be like intimate partners with each other, like we'd have a way better chemistry
mm.
we'd have a way better understanding of each other, a way better comfortability with each other. That's how the attraction built. Like she wasn't attracted to me like that initially
mm.
right, but as she got to know me, then she started to like I started to notice like, oh, she's like into me like that now
mm.
and I'm like at that point I was like I think it's too late. I'm like, maybe we should continue to just stay friends,
yeah.
right? But now it's like, okay, if we're both on the same wavelength, then we could explore that option. You
mm.
know what I mean? But like mm. that, at that point, you'd want to make sure we're both on the same wavelength,
mm.
right? So what I'm trying to say is like, if you're attracted to a girl, that doesn't necessarily mean you should just like, oh, nope, I can't be friends with her. Dude, give it time because you're going to realize it's like there's so much more
dope to be around.
Yeah, exactly. And dude, she has been dope to be around. That's partly why I'm like, no, we got to stay friends.
Yeah.
Like she's introduced me to so many people. She's like hooked me up in so many different ways, like on a business in a business sense and a friendship sense. She's introduced me to some really dope people in my life. And I'm just like, you know, I don't want to fuck that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's that literally was the reason I would not go there with her.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, you're too great of a friend.
Mm.
Like, honestly. So.
Yeah, you don't want to impair that.
Yeah. And I'm telling y'all, and vice versa. Basically, I was being a good friend for her and helping her and introducing her in different ways that was going to help her out. That's how most friendships start. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You either vibe with each other or there's a way for y'all to help each other out.
Mm.
Right? That's
mm-hmm.
usually how friendships start. They're like surface level. It's like, mm-hmm. what can we do for each other? That's super normal, right? And then it's like, oh, we're actually getting to know each other. We're actually vibing with each other. Now I see, oh, you actually have my back. Like, you actually, you know, respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You inspire me. You know, you include me in things. There's a quote that I posted on my Instagram a long time ago where it was like friends and then each letter stood for something.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down for this. Friends, F is they fight for you. R is they respect you. I is they include you. E is they encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
N is they need you. D is they deserve you. And S is they stand by you.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
you start to do these things for the other person and you start to notice that they do those things back,
yeah.
that's when it goes from a surface level friendship
mm-hmm.
to like a genuine, like good, this is a good friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also not being afraid to tell him or her what is actually the truth, you know,
right.
and not sugarcoating anything. And I think that's the difference is when you know that the truth will hurt that person or maybe it'll, they don't want to hear it or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, I care about you so much that I'm actually going to tell you what you don't want to hear because that's how genuine of a friend I am to
yeah.
you.
It's that not I, what you want to hear.
Yeah,
it's what
I
you
can't,
need to hear.
It's what you need to hear. So I can't
yeah.
just do what anyone else would be afraid to do. I got to
yeah.
do what I know is beneficial for you.
Yeah. So you don't know? Just look at these types of qualities in other people, make sure that you're that person too.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get and attract those types of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you are that type of person to them, you're going to be more likely to bring that side of them out as well.
Yeah.
And if you notice that they don't reciprocate, then you know, okay, they're just going to stay as an acquaintance. I've had friendships that, you know, I've done all this for and then later down the line, I kind of find out that, oh, they really don't got me like
mm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, it seemed like a genuine friendship, and then like the truth came out when they were being like inconsiderate or selfish, or there's like a kind of a sense of betrayal.
Yeah.
It's like that sucks to go through that, but then you just like recognize it for what it is. Mm. And now it's like, okay, you're still a friend, but now you're just an acquaintance. Yeah. Right. Like that's how it is with.
I mean, which is okay, because I don't think anyone is obligated to be around if they're not wanting to be around.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like I try never to burn bridges, you know, unless you've like disrespected or done something that was like super harmful to me or like things that I care about or people that I care about. Then, but if there's a way for me to like just be cool, because there's always going to be times where you and a friend are going to disagree, or, you know, they might do something that you feel like is stepping on your toes or whatnot. You know, try to take like a understanding approach, and then like, okay, cool. Like at least I know where we are, and like we'll just kind of keep it right here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and then we could still, you know, be cool, be acquaintances.
Right.
And then you never know, because like later down the line, you know, they become useful in whatever way. They can help you.
Yeah.
Or you could help them. You know what I mean? And it's still, it goes back to kind of being like more of a transactional type friendship.
Mm.
But there's still like a good kind of vibe between each other.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Which, you know, that's not what a friend is, but you're going to have a lot of those, especially if you want to get the most out of your life. You're going to have transactional based friendships.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which isn't necessarily a negative thing. It's only negative when it's one way, when it goes one way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So then it's like somebody's using the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, it goes without saying, like, this is kind of where we're at. You know what I mean? I know some of y'all listening can like, you understand where I'm coming from. It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be a negative thing.
Right.
Right. But if you are a true friend to them, like what we described, you know, then you're more likely to get that reciprocation back.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think the value you hold in a friendship is, are you making that person's life better?
Yeah.
Are they making your life better? Iron sharp as iron, just as one person does to another. So I think just taking that approach and realizing that, okay, you're not in anything just to be in anything. If you're going to be in it, it's like you strive to not only, like you said, have that self-awareness of where you're at and that authenticity, but also making someone's life better.
Right.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
With a selfless motive.
Yeah.
You know,
and if it gets reciprocated, it gets reciprocated. Now you know they're closer to being somebody who's 100%. A good friend.
But at least you know from you, there wasn't anything that you strayed away from.
Right.
On what was actually your value in itself. Because
there's going to be plenty of times where, you know, they don't reciprocate, or you feel like they're you know, they kind of used you, quote unquote. Or it's like, whatever. I, you know, honestly, I just did it because I wanted to do it, and being a good friend.
When you don't expect anything.
I wasn't expecting anything to begin with. But, you know, now that you have done something in return, it's like, oh, cool. Like, I recognize this.
Right.
You know.
It's like having no expectations. Because when you have expectations, high expectations, it's always getting failed. But when it's just like, okay, I'm going in this selflessly like this with my motivation to to make an impact on someone who could possibly very well be a potential partner down the line. I'm not looking for that, but I'm just genuinely wanting to build.
Yeah.
You know, and to have this sort of learning experience with a guy, you know, and even with yourself by what you sort of digest and really encapsulate from that dynamic when you guys go through, you know, so.
100%. And or with a girl.
With the girl.
Just like literally, you know, if you're going to do something for a girl, don't expect anything in return. You know what I mean? Like, and this is like, oh, I took her out for lunch and she owes me something. Bro, that's like the lamest mentality to have. If she don't want it from you, like you shouldn't want it from her. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. If she don't want it from you, first off, you're doing something wrong, like that you need to address to begin with. Like you don't, there's no chemistry. You shouldn't want something that like there's no chemistry with. You know what I mean? If she isn't pursuing you in that way, you shouldn't want it. Right. Because and then you also have to be conscious of the fact that you're doing something wrong. You know what I mean? You're not appealing to her the way she wants to be, that she desires to be appealed to.
Mm.
So it's like you need to take that into she don't owe you shit. Right. And that's just like that's the weirdest fucking mentality to have. In general, sex is not transactional like that. Okay, it's not like a transactional thing. You know what I mean? It's not something that's like, oh, I bought you lunch. Now you owe me some fucking, you know, something. You know what I mean? That's just a fucking, come on, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's just so lame, like, to even think that. It's like, you should want her to want you.
And I think also acknowledging or seeing a possible need in her that you can be an asset.
Yeah.
To sort of, you know.
Exactly. But at the same time, don't have expectations, even if you can fulfill that need for her.
I mean, you're not going to fulfill that need, but I'm being a compliment to what you can be in terms of that selfless form of love.
Yeah.
You know what's fun is that one of the most profound things I've ever heard is the wisest people know how to love. And
what's that mean?
Just basically like, okay, you would think that, oh, it takes a profound sense of knowledge of a person to be wise, a profound sense of understanding or some sort of wisdom. But what it actually is when you know how to love, then now you don't break out the glass.
Gotta get them ready. Go ahead, man.
When you know how to love, then ultimately the humanity that we so strive to seek to understand is understood by the love that we give to others and the love that we ultimately receive in ourselves to understand.
Profound. Jesus. That was some profound shit, my friend. There's always at least one of these episodes. That's why I gotta keep these fucking glasses on deck.
I'm done.
That was, okay, so it's just like when you are, you know, coming from a place of like understanding, then you're much more likely to get to where you desire to be because you're not taking a selfish approach anymore. You're just like understanding, oh, that's why. Okay, now if there's any adjustments you can make, you can start to compliment that person in a way that's going to be more desirable or be more favorable to them, you know. And if it happens to line up, then great. But at the same time, you should not force anything, because that's just like, that's just not something that you should strive to acquire. Right. Something that you have to force, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just don't force anything.
It's the same. It goes back to like what we were saying in the initial episode. It's like if you have to force a relationship or force anything, it's like you don't want that, bro. It's like that's lame. Like it's not going to be as good as if when it wasn't forced.
Yeah.
Like a relationship that's not forced. Anything that's not forced. You know what I mean? It's reciprocated. It's, you guys are both on the same wavelength. Then it's like fucking fire. You understand what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm talking about too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't look for surface level anything when searching for friendships or relationships.
Yeah. So let's touch on this real quick. How can you tell if somebody's being an authentic friend or if they want something more? So let's say put ourselves in a girl's shoes. How can she tell if a guy that she's hanging out with is just basically waiting his turn or if he's really a friend? And vice versa, if a girl is using a guy just for like to fulfill an emotional kind of void or like for attention or whatever, what are some signs? Let's start with like, what are some signs to look for in the guy?
How many times is he trying to be physical with you?
Right.
You know?
Is he being flirty?
Yeah.
Is he being flirty with you? Is he trying to be physical? Is he hinting certain shit?
Yeah.
That's like a dud giveaway.
The innuendos, things like that. I mean, that's dud giveaways, exactly.
No. Don't do that, boys. If you're trying to be friends with a girl, don't be trying to do all that. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's not going to get you any closer to what you want, because that's not attractive. Yeah. That's, again, you trying to be a little desperate. Yeah. It's like there's certain times where you can, like, throw that out there if you guys get to the point in your friendship where you guys kind of want to see, but throw it out there, see how it's received, and then back off. You should never do it again. Like, you know what I mean? Unless it's reciprocated. You tried once and then it's done. You go back into your fucking lane and vice versa. If she reciprocates it, then, you know, or later down the line, she starts to throw a hint at you. Now it's like, okay, now we're on the same wavelength. That's like what happened with me. I kind of threw out the bait at first. No, she wasn't feeling it. Cool. I'm back in the fucking friend zone. It's all good. And then later down the line, she threw one out at me.
Yeah.
And then I was the one with the ball in the court, in his court. You know what I mean? And then, you know, if we happen to line up, we happen to line up.
Right.
Boom.
I also say, is he agreeing with you on everything?
Yep. That's another thing. Does he have a biased opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does he, like, you know, can you talk to him about guys or, like, you know, boyfriend problems or, like, maybe just a guy that you're interested in? And is he giving you biased advice? Like, or is he giving you helpful advice? Mm-hmm. Because honestly, if he's a true friend, he'll be like a good wingman for you.
Yeah.
Right. He'll give you advice that's going to help you get whatever it is that you want in that moment.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a guy who's into you low key can't do that.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to try to jump on any opportunity he can for him to, like, push that other guy out the picture and for him to slide in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See if he's always open to being in large group settings or gatherings instead of just you two.
Yeah.
If he's open to it. If it's one of those things, is resistance where it's like, nah, like, he always wants to just be with you instead of, say, it's a group of friends of you guys. I think that's also a telltale factor. You know, if he's really trying to keep it platonic, then it will probably come from him or going out his way to be like, okay, yeah, let's, you know, be in like a group when we're hanging out or this and that. We don't always just have to be just me and you together.
We'll see how he also acts in those moments when you guys are alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're going to start to see like some of those moments what his true colors are, of him trying to flirt or him trying to make a move or him being biased about his opinions and whatnot. Those are some clear tell signs, ladies. And, you know, fellas, be aware of that. It's like if it had... Every guy is going to maybe try that once, especially if you're an attractive person. But if it persists after you've already kind of established your boundary, then that's a problem.
Mm.
Okay, so don't go just right off the first time, right? Establish your boundary. Let him know, hey, it's not, this is what we are.
Yeah.
And then if it persists beyond that, then you know, okay, he's just trying to get what he wants, and he's going to keep trying any opportunity he gets. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're not being a real friend. I can't really trust you because you're biased. You know, you're not being genuine. You're not being authentic with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those are a couple clear tell signs.
Maybe this dude is sending some flowers, sending you things like that or whatever. Now he's sending mixed signals.
Yeah.
And stuff like.
You know, what's another, you know, sign as well, is like if he doesn't share some of his more, like, you know, intimate stories as well, like his girl problems, his girls that he's interested in, you know what I mean? Because if he's truly just your friend, he should be cool with just sharing that, because he won't share it if he low-key wants your attention, because he would think that, oh, if I tell her about this girl, that girl, or these personal problems with these girls, then she's gonna, you know, it's gonna make her feel a certain type of way. It might turn her off to me if he's not being genuine with those types of stories or those types of, like, experiences.
Right.
You know, he should be even able to tell you some of the things that he's not most proud of as, like, a guy, you know, like... Then that's a clear sign, because if he's telling you things that he's not proud of, then he's not afraid of your opinion on it, because he knows if he tells you that, he's basically exposing himself, you know, in a way that would completely, like, deteriorate any sort of attraction that you may have had, right? So, like, if he does that, like, willingly, then you know he wasn't interested in that thing to begin with.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, if he's showing his flaws.
Yeah. He's, you know, showing his flaws.
If he's not afraid to show his flaws to you, then.
Yeah. Especially in a way.
Because a guy that isn't. A guy that's not really trying to pursue you like that, he's going to always keep his. Those things that he doesn't really want to display as can be the worst part of him or, you know, flaws.
Or embarrassing.
Or like, or, pretty much embarrassing things. Because we all have. All guys have them. Nobody is like some. Macho man, perfect, Mr. Smooth, like Tony Stark up in this mud. Like, nah, every guy got his own, like, flaws and embarrassing things. And if he doesn't show you that, then he's not 100% opening up or feeling like he can be vulnerable, transparent in those moments, because he wants something more with you.
Right, exactly. He doesn't want to look bad in your eyes when it comes to certain things that would make him look like a good partner or somebody that's...
He always wants to show you his highlight reel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll never tell you, fuck, I only lasted a minute the other night with some girl. It's like, oh shit, if he told you that, then he knows that's going to eliminate that thought of you having that with him completely. So, but if he could say something as embarrassing as that is, because we all got those kinds of moments, then you know it's like he's not really trying to get anything from you. And that's how I am with girls that I'm just genuinely friends with. I'll share embarrassing shit with them because it's like literally, you know, it is what it is. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So just now to touch on the vice versa of that, it's like, how can you tell if a girl is only using a guy for like just attention or whatever?
I think it goes back to the situation you brought up. If it's always on her time.
Yeah. So it's like if the things that we listed aren't being reciprocated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's on her time, or she only reaches out when there's something wrong.
When it's convenient for her.
When you know, there's a problem or she's having boyfriend issues, it's only on her time. And, you know, she doesn't really listen when you're telling her your problems or whatever. She doesn't seem to care. Or she kind of brushes it to the side. It's like that's not being a true friend.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get a true friendship out of a guy if you can't be a true friend to them,
mm-hmm.
right? If you are surface level or selfish, then he's going to be surface level and selfish back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like just common sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a couple things to look out for just for the boys, and just some things, ladies, to be conscious of. So that way you're not attracting the wrong type of friends. You know what I mean?
Obviously. I think being a great listener ultimately is what a woman can do for a guy, because I do know girls like to talk, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing, because guys should want to hear your story, hear whatever it is that you have to share to learn about you. Mm-hmm. But if it is that you're trying to learn about a guy, that's why we have two ears and one mouth. Slow to speak, quick to listen. Listen to him.
Yep. Listen, just
listen.
Hear him out.
It will literally be foreign to him of like, wow, like, you're not a girl that likes to talk all the time. It would sort of spark something and be like, dang, like, oh, you're a good listener. I can vent to you like about like different things that I got going on. You know, like, I think that's the coolest thing.
Like, that's something that you would appreciate in a guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, so if you're doing that for him, he's going to appreciate that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're giving him advice on certain things, like how to make himself, you know, a better man to attract a girl that he actually wants, you know what I mean? Give him the inside scoop on some things, you know what I mean? So, fellas, if you're listening to this and, you know, you're trying to discern, is she just using me for attention? It's like, first off, make sure you're not using her for her attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're being a true friend to her and you're not trying to get at anything, because if you are, then it goes vice versa. You could expect her to be surface level and selfish with you.
Yeah.
So this goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then when it's not being reciprocated, that's how you could tell, oh,
facts,
that person kind of only wants me for this thing or that thing. So, but first you have to be a good friend, and then that's how you can test out, okay, are they going to reciprocate or no? Are they going to continue to be selfish? There you go, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that part. So hopefully this helped some of y'all out. Hopefully y'all found some value in this. And if there's anything else that we might have missed, which I'm sure we could have, there's different scenarios, different tells, different signs, anything that you may have experienced. If you have any questions, leave those down in the comment section over on the YouTube video if you're not already there.
Yeah.
And then we'll try to address them either in the comment section or in a future live that we do. So, or a future episode. So make sure to participate there. And we're about to get into the bonus episode.
Let's get it.
Bonus episodes.
Y'all better tune in. Y'all better over there.
We're going to be addressing a lot of the fan questions that we've been getting, going in more in depth. I'm going to get your opinion on some of the things that I've been getting asked on live.
Okay.
So you can have your input as well.
Respect.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not done so yet already, I hope that we've given you enough value in this episode to earn some sort of subscription, some sort of like, some sort of interaction, share this with anybody that you think will find any information in this useful. You know, make sure to follow us on Instagram. Make sure to follow us on YouTube.
Yes.
All our social medias.
Yes,
all,
yes.
All our platforms, Spotify, Apple, leave us a review over there so we can continue to climb those charts. Because, baby, we hit the top 50 and we trying to climb up. You know what I'm saying? We coming for your ass, Joe Roger.
Yo, I'm surprised, man. Like, we ain't get past him yet, but we coming.
Oh, no. Nah, it's going to take some time, but I believe in the squad because, you know, if it resonates, if it's real, it resonates. And when it resonates,
it designates.
You rise. You feel, and it designates.
It resonates, it designates.
That part. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into the bonus episode. If you want to become a part of the members community, make sure to check the description in the bio of this video or of this episode. You can click the link there, join the members community, get access to all the bonus episodes, all the members perks, all the fun stuff that we're doing over there. Yep. And join the new SDP family, baby. So anyway, we will see y'all next week.
And the bonus episode. But you know what's funny is the shade posts and videos and things that they do based off of what they see.
Yep, they're posting like lyrics to songs.
Yeah.
You know that man ain't shit.